the Vikings on the board.
It's X's and O's with head coach Mike Zimmer on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. X's and O's is presented by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Now, from Winter Park, here's the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
X's and O's with Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer is on the air, provided by Xfinity, and I'm Paul Allen. Vikings take on the Chicago Bears at noon on FM 100.3 The Fam and all of these Vikings Radio Network affiliates. Pregame for the flagship is at 10 a.m. and for the affiliates, 11 a.m. Welcome back from the bye, my friend. Are you, nice and refreshed?
I am. I'm ready to go. It's time for this stretch run, and you know, we need to push the players, and they need to push and prepare and get ready for these next seven ball games.
When you say push the players, what do you mean? Like push through December, through Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, it's a long season, and you try to put yourself in position where you have the opportunity at this point in time, the second half. It's kind of like a ball game. You know, we're getting into the third quarter now, and it's time that we start finishing strong in this area.
When you got them back, did you sense they were excited? That they were, you know, they've won two consecutive, which is great. Did you sense they were excited for these final seven?
Well, I think so. You know, this team has a lot of moxie about them, and the fact that they come out and they work pretty good usually every single day. And I did sense some excitement and some, you know, maybe prove me wrong, because I told them I wasn't sure about giving them that much time off. And so they did some good things.
How much time, if you don't mind me asking, how much time when you were relaxing did you spend on the iPad? Looking at previous plays, you know, trying to tear things down, do a little self-scouting?
Yeah, every day, pretty much. Not all day, every day, yeah. But I'd watch some, take a break, and go get on my quads or whatever and mess around.
What does the self-scouting that you always hear in the NFL, what does it entail? Does it entail offensively and defensively, even special teams, going through everything and just figuring out, hey, Norv, we're running too much when we show this. Hey, George, we're doing stuff like that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things. Tendencies, splits, alignments, techniques, a lot of different things. And you try to get everything watched, but you don't get it all watched. You get quite a bit, though. And it's kind of like what the other side of the ball is looking at when they're getting ready to play you.
You're getting a Bears team that has given up 106 points in his last two games. I know you're quite familiar with that. I would imagine it's an embarrassed team. What are you telling your guys about the challenge this weekend that you're going to get at Soldier Field?
Well, one of the big things is, you know, we've had several common opponents, and it's been very similar. They beat Atlanta. They lost to Buffalo in overtime. They lost poorly to Green Bay, which we also did. You know, there's a lot of similar statistics going on. What we have to do is we have to focus on what we need to do in order to prepare to win the football game. And, you know, that's take care of the football. It's being able to run the ball. It's being able to be physical and fast at the point of attack.
Is this a 3-6 team in large part, the Bears, because of just inadequate things taking place or injuries, combo platter? What has led to the 3-6?
Well, like most teams, they've turned the ball over 18 times. And they've gotten 13, so they're minus 5 in that area. So that's one area that's going on. They're giving up a lot of yard or a lot of percentage on third downs. But offensively, they've got a lot of tremendous weapons. Defensively, I'm sure Jared Allen will have them ready to go. And they've got some good young corners too.
Your defensive coordinator George Edwards, during games, what is his role?
Well, his role is to communicate with me mostly about what's going on, what he sees, talking to the guys on the sideline when they come off the sideline. We'll talk about corrections and those things, and we'll talk a little bit in between.
These draft picks that you have from Anthony Barr all the way through the end of the 3rd and 7th round, it seems like you like these draft picks at this stage. For the most part, you like most of them, don't you?
I do. Some days I like them more than others, but no, for the most part, they've done a nice job. You know, and Paul, it's part about how we're trying to build the program. We want to teach these young rookies how we want them to act, how we want them to study, how we want them to learn, so that next year we bring a new class in that they they're already on the same page, and now we keep building what we're looking for in each individual players, and they understand what we're looking for as coaches.
With Anthony Barr through the final seven, Mike, what do you think is next in the development? Well, like what are you looking for as it goes step by step? Because you said something a few weeks ago that I thought was very telling, where you kind of paraphrasing, you've been all over the place, said not many have a chance to be elite. You know, this guy has a chance to be one of those. To continue that progression, what's next?
Well, I think as long as he continues the things that he's doing, we need to continue to find ways to use him in the rush, where he can win one-on-one battles. He needs to continue to understand how offenses are trying to attack him. You know, those are a lot of things that take time to figure out where you have to be in all those. I feel good about his alignments now. You know, remember earlier in the year I talked about his alignments be a little bit off, but
a little bit.
His alignments are much better now. His understanding of where he needs to be in the defense is much better, and he takes things pretty serious. So I'm glad to have him.
With Anthony, Mike, do you see offenses not doing things that maybe they tried early in the season? Like, okay, let's screen the way of 55. Oh, not that. let's run the fullback and the lead play like they did in Atlanta. Oh, he got knocked back 5 yards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Are offenses eliminating certain phases of their games because of him?
Well, sometimes they do. I'm sure, in the pass rush area, they're looking ways how they can get bigger bodies on him than running backs and tight ends. So, I think it all changes, and it's a little bit different with each game.
And Bridgewater, the one taken 32nd, last on the rookies. What in his development? What's the next step for what you're looking?
Well, I think to continue to take care of the football, which he's done very well the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Continue to evolve with his decision making as far as where the ball going each time, going to the next progression, and. Start to figure out that this is his team, and it's time for him to kind of add a little bit of, this is Teddy's team now, so let's take charge and let's do what we need to do.
Seems like he's pretty good under pressure, isn't he? A couple of Sundays ago, 9 of 10 on third down against the Redskins.
Yeah, he's very poised. Nothing phases him, and that's the thing that you love about him, the way he studies and the way he works. And, his next progression will be, continue to do the things he does and then take charge out on the field a little bit more.
X's and O's with Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, thanks to Xfinity on the Vikings Radio Network. What has to happen for Cordarrelle Patterson to become more of a deep ball threat?
Well, no different than we've talked about before. The consistency factor about running the routes, being in the right position, making sure he's in the right place on the field. Yep. Just consistency as we continue to go on. The way he releases versus pressed man to man. The way he releases versus a different kind of zone combinations. Understanding when it's man and when it's zone and where he needs to get to.
Has it become difficult to screen to him because teams kind of expect it since it was so good last year and at times early this year?
Well, I think they do, and a lot of teams are see him in a certain spot or see him in a different position than he normally is, and he tends to get a little bit more attention.
Robert Blanton, is he giving you what you want at safety, or do you need more from that spot?
Well, I think Robert's doing a good job as far as being in the right place, being in the right position. He's been, for the most part, a fairly sure tackler, and that's important at that position. And then helping guys get lined up and being in the right place.
Everson Griffin, Anthony Barr, Harrison Smith, they receive a lot of accolades for some positive things happening with this defense. Who are some other defensive guys who are helping big time who maybe don't get as much credit?
Well, I always look to the nose tackle position, a guy that does an awful lot of dirty work, doesn't get a lot of credit. Guys like Linville Joseph, Shamar Stephan, they sit in there and they fight off a lot of double teams. So
some
linebackers, Tom Johnson, so a lot of guys can get in there and make a lot of tackles and keep other guys to do their job easier.
Has Joe Berger stabilized things a little bit at right guard?
I think he's doing a good job, and I think there's a good chemistry with the offensive line when he's in there. So I don't know if stabilizing is the right word, but yeah. But being the chemistry that guys are having in there, I think they know where everybody's going to be all the time.
Last one. What kind of season is Jay Cutler having? Had a rough Sunday night at Lambeau. A lot of people have against that team, especially when that quarterback for the Packers gets going a little bit and you press. What kind of season is Jay Cutler having?
Well, you know, he didn't have a great game last week. That's pretty obvious. But, you know, he does have a 92 quarterback rating. He's got 18 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. A lot of people be clamoring for this kind of quarterback rating. So he's got all the talent in the world, and he's got a ton of receivers. So we're going to have to make sure that we do a good job of trying to make sure he's confused and letting him feel that we have guys around him.
Thanks for the time. Congratulations on two consecutive wins, and good luck this weekend,
okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, X's and O's, presented by Xfinity. Continue shortly on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dan.
Division collision is in the air, and it's a line drive. Here comes the rookie Cordero. Center of the feed to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Bumps it up to the 30. Makes Robbie Gould miss. He's inside the 50, to the 30, and Cordero Patterson is gone! It's a kick return touchdown for Cordero Patterson of 104 yards.
And welcome back to X's and O's, presented by Xfinity. Join yours truly and Paul Charchi in Friday morning at 9 to noon in Buffalo Wild Wings in Savage for the Friday Football Feast, presented by Miller Lite. Check out the complete schedule at Vikings.com or via my show page, the Ball Allen show page at KFAN.com. We welcome Minnesota Vikings offensive line coach Jeff Davidson into the conversation now. Mr. Davidson, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm decent, thank you.
Good.
Did you get a chance to relax any during the bye?
I did, yeah. We got a few days off to try to let our minds relax a little bit and get away from football. And that was probably a welcome thing at that point, but now it's time to dig back in.
You've been around for several years, four with the Vikings. When it comes time to letting your mind go and relaxing, is that easy for you? Because it's not easy for everybody in your profession.
No, it is not easy. As a matter of fact, it's it sounds funny to say that, but as a coach, when you let your mind start going and you're working all the time trying to work on X's and O's, and it's very difficult to let your mind relax because you are trying to think through the different intricacies of the defense each week, and even last week we were starting with the preparation for Chicago. So that's still on our mind at that point.
Jeff, how much of your job or a coach's job is motivating players to battle through confidence issues off the field? I'm not talking about like bad, ugly issues. Like it could be a situation with a girlfriend or with a wife or something, as opposed to scheming to beat the adversary.
Well, I think that ultimately... Our biggest goal is to try to prepare the team for your opponent that's coming up. But, you know, I think all as coaches try to find every way to increase the productivity out of your players. So to say that we never get involved with the private matters of a player would be a misconception. I think that, we truly try to make the job easy for our players, whatever way that would be, and whether it's dealing with a personal situation, player to player,
yeah.
Or some guys really prefer you just to stay completely out of their lives, and that's part of our job is to know what the buttons are, who you can push that way and who you can't.
I want to talk about some of your guys momentarily, but last one on coaching. When it comes to a coach's schedule during the course of the week, and I heard something from Doug Marrone, the coach of the Buffalo Bills. They play tomorrow evening on Thursday Night Football, talking about sleeping in the office until Tuesday, and just the arduous schedules that coaches feel they have to have to keep up with the Joneses. What's your view on that? I mean, I'm not saying are you home at 5 or 6 every night, but I mean, how far do coaches go so that it is just legitimately too physically and or mentally taxing?
Well, I know that, I've been in a lot of different situations, and it's, I think that as a coach, it's in our professional opinion that we need to make sure that we're turning over every rock, making sure that we see everything, and once you feel comfortable with what you know and what you can teach to your players, then I think that at that point it's time to go home. Not go back and re-research everything and start creating defenses that aren't really there.
Yeah.
And so that is a fine line that we tend to walk a little bit there, and it is something I constantly try to make sure that I'm training myself on as well. But the schedule is long, but it's supposed to be. You know, we're supposed to do everything we can to help our players succeed.
How is your son doing at Stanford? I know he played at Eden Prairie High School. I forget his name. Is he in uniform weekly? And what's his name and how's he doing?
Nick is his name, and he has been dressing this year. He gets to play in short yardage and goal line type situations, and he's getting a little bit of time on task and learning the position and all that stuff still. And there's been one occasion I remember they had an injury during a game where he got an opportunity to go in and play on first and second down, and he really enjoys it. I think that he enjoys the school, he enjoys the game of football, and it's fun to watch from a parent's perspective.
And speaking of Stanford University, you have an offensive lineman in your stable in David Yankee, and I'm not looking for you to go up and down the radio and knock somebody, but when I look at your right guard situation, where you started with Brandon Fusco, very unfortunate injury, that goes into Vladimir Dukas, Mike Harris, a converted tackle, had to play there for a second. Joe Berger is playing there now and maybe has stabilized the spot. But there couldn't be a more brilliant opportunity for the rookie from Stanford, David Yankee, to grab that thing. And he just didn't do it. For what reason?
Well, you know, I think that David brings a lot to the table. He does have size. He is smart. We think he's a tough guy. And the reality of the situation is he needs time to develop. And a lot of the development that we're looking for out of him right now is physical strength.
Yeah.
He has the size. It is something every day he goes in and he gets extra lifts and all that stuff. So he's working very hard to get to where we want him to be. He's just not there yet.
Has that right guard spot, how difficult has it been to work with it all season? And Brandon Fusco, by all accounts, especially in the running game, he was playing at a pretty high level, wasn't he?
He was, and it's as you mentioned, it's unfortunate that it happened, but we really don't have a lot of time to go back and think about the situation. We have to be able to find a way to respond.
Yep.
And in reality, we're talking about turning over every stone. We're trying to use our best pieces to be able to succeed as a team, and we feel like we're getting there with Joe Berger at this point.
Jeff Davidson, offensive line coach for the Minnesota Vikings on X's and O's. I'm Paul Allen. What the season Matt Khalil has had, how would you analyze that? The body of work, now that you've done self-scouting, you've looked back at nine games a little more critically maybe than you would when you're on the grind to play the next week. The left tackle, what do you think?
Well, he's, to say that he's had some struggles in his game, that is certainly the case. There's when you look through the whole body of work through games, he's had a lot of good plays, and the thing that we want to get to is more consistency of having the high level of success. And part of that is me doing a better job of coaching, and part of it is him doing a better job of playing. And I do take a lot of that personal. And I'm hoping that, with some of the things that we adjusted this past week and we continue to strive to try to make it him more consistent with his technique, I think we're making gains, and that's the way that it's supposed to go. And it goes back to the point of being able to try to develop confidence in players and stuff and having a personal stake in it. He is a guy that I am still learning how to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and hopefully we're getting closer to being in the right place.
And Jeff, do you think with Matt that's the biggest difference from his Pro Bowl year? I mean, where he was fierce. I mean, he was so aggressive and mean his first year. Not saying he's not that guy now, but it just doesn't look the same.
And I would agree, it doesn't look the same. I think there's there's a lot of reasons we can go back and try to figure out why and all this other thing. But the reality is we're just looking to make steps to make sure that each day he is improving his game. And I do believe that we've turned the corner here, but now only time will tell. We have to be able to see what the production is on Sunday.
What about John Sullivan, your man in the middle? I would imagine your bona fide leader of this offensive line. What kind of season is John Sullivan having?
John, he's having a good season. I think that the one thing, and I know we've talked about this before, but something that just can't go unnoticed is he really helps the entire group. He is the quarterback of the offensive line. He does a lot of the communicating, and a lot of the communicating is throughout the week as well. You know, it makes my job easy because a lot of the things that we do in our room when we start to when we go through meetings, I feel like sometimes I'm talking directly to him, and that he and I are having more of just a personal exchange. But everybody's hearing it, and ultimately he's the one that has to be able to get a lot of it across to the rest of the group. You know, I would say that though I'm telling you that he's having a good season, I still know that there are things we've talked about this past week that we think will help his productivity in the game as well.
Last one, Jeff Davidson, offensive line coach for the Minnesota Vikings. The aforementioned left tackle, Matt Khalil, will be directly opposite former Viking Jared Allen a fair amount in this game Sunday. By all accounts, due to some physical reasons and nearing the end of his career, Jared has had an off season. You know better than anybody that Matt and the Vikings offense will, if there is a best left to be had for Jared Allen, this team will get it this weekend, correct, Jeff?
There's no doubt about it. I think that overall, when you look at their defense, we're smart enough to know that we're going to get their best, and we will get Jared Allen's best as well. And, you know, the reality of the situation is that they got 10 other guys on the field that I can guarantee you we're going to get their best as well.
What's it like working with Norv Turner?
It's really, I've learned a lot. I know that the guy, he's a wealth of knowledge. It's each day I feel like, and there's, you know, it's hard for guys to say that when I've been coaching for a while now, but yeah. I just know that each day we go in there, we go through meetings. It seems that I learn something new each and every day. So it certainly makes my job a new experience, and it makes it where I'm certainly not going to be bored.
Great luck this weekend. Keep all your guys healthy, and thanks for joining us on X's and O's.
Thank you very much.
Jeff Davidson, offensive line coach for the Minnesota Vikings, and that concludes X's and O's, where we invite you to join host Mike Musman along with Viking center John Sullivan for Vikings Country tomorrow at 6 in the evening at CY's Bar and Grill in Chaska. You could win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite Touchdown in the Tropics in Cancun. We invite you to visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. We thank everybody who assisted with the radio show today. The likes of fan producer Eric Nordquist and Vikings Entertainment Network producer Jay Nelson. The executive producer of the Vikings Radio Network is Chad Abbott, and the executive producer of the Vikings Entertainment Network is Brian Harper. For everybody here with the Minnesota Vikings, I'm Paul Allen. That is X's and O's with Mike Zimmer, provided by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Vikings and Bears Sunday at noon, all across the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.